Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
That's how we're doing this. My name is Joel Wall. What do I do for a living? I bring people together. So I'm using my God-given people skills, try to bring a lot of people together. I built a company called Powwow Events, and we build premier business and consumer expos and conferences. And that's kind of 99% of what I do with my day.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea for Powwow Events?
Like, I guess like most stories, doesn't necessarily get mapped out and planned that way. I was, you know, like I said, I'm a people's person. I'm a little bit of an extrovert. I like being out there and going to events, and started participating in business events a number of years ago. At some point, I put together a couple of small get-togethers. I would say back in 2019, I did a large-scale event, and then another one in the beginning of 2020, and it just developed into a company by mistake.
So, in terms of your events, right? Like, what makes a good event? And like, also, like, what, you know, is it like a certain industry, like, you know, that you work with, like, you know, what does that look like for you?
So the secret to a proper event, you know, I would assume that people watching this, you know, have gone to different, you know, various events. Sometimes it's a wedding, right? Other times it's a business meeting, a conference, or any other type of event. And there's really one central component that makes for a successful event, which is the people. And having the right people there, you know, sometimes you go to a family wedding or another event and it just, you're not vibing with the right people and you just don't enjoy it, right? But structurally, it's the format is exactly the same as any other wedding you've ever been to. The food is the same and the drinks and the music, everything is exactly the same, but the people aren't. So a great event really starts with the right people. A great event also has to have context, right? So what is a great event? What is your personal ambition with this event? What are you looking for? So if you go to a podcaster's event, you might want to meet some vendors that are offering equipment and new technology that can help improve your game. You also want to meet other podcasters, right? And then you might want to sit in on a panel by the who's who in the podcasting world. And if we were to host a podcasting event, we'd want to make sure that all those right people are there. Your peers, right? The other podcasters that are coming to check out the event, the right vendors that are there to offer products and services to help you run your business better. And, you know, some biggies that, you know, would be there to entertain, inspire, educate. Now, once you have the right people, then there's the format, right? So you have to have the networking, the trade show aspect of it, let's say, and then the speeches, the content, right? So now you have the people, the format, okay? Now you got to get you got to build the building, so to speak. You got to decorate it. In other words, you can have the right people at an event, and you can take the same 500 people that were at an event yesterday, a successful event, and you take them, you put them into another building, but this time there's no format, there's no flow. We may even have the format where you have the trade show and you have the speeches and all that, but maybe the trade show is in the basement and then the speeches are upstairs and the food is in the front of the building and the flow just doesn't, there's no signage, right? There's no proper signage. So you can have component A, component B, but if you don't do component C of really bringing everything together in its proper, you know, context, the proper format, that's where it can get messed up. So really to produce a real good event, whether it's a wedding or whether it's a business conference, you need to have all three items checked off.
Makes sense. But are you, I guess, like in terms of your business, like, are you working with weddings and business conferences both?
Right.
Like, what? Yeah.
Right. So I just taught you all about hosting events. Now you want to ask me what I do. Now you can go ahead and host events too. So no, we don't do weddings. We're not event planners. We actually are event hosts. So we build the event from bottom up. We'll build a so what do? We build business conferences, industry events. We also do one consumer event called the Kosher Palooza, which is a kosher consumer expo extravaganza, actually, which is why we call it Palooza. Other than that, we target specific industries. For example, case in point, last week we had a very successful the home care show for home care agencies. It's just a random space. It's just, you know, companies that are involved with supplying home care aids to, you know, people that need it. And it's an industry like any other. And we created the premier, you know, industry event of the year, I would say, probably across the country. This is the number one event now. It's our second year. So we're very, very targeted. We have a very, very limited number of vendors / exhibitors, sponsors, companies, right, that are servicing the home care agency, right? So the home care agency is myself running, you know, 200 nurses and sending them out to different people's houses, right? So I'm the agency owner. And then you have insurance companies and payroll companies that service my home care agency, right? So we're very limited and exclusive to the vendors that we bring on board for them to have, you know, so-called booths, and to the attendees that we allow into the building. So it's mostly by invite only. And then ticket sales are vetted. You can't just buy a ticket. So we create the atmosphere where the number one core component, which is having the right people, that's there. Once that's there, the rest is kind of easy. And so that's kind of what we do industry by industry. We did a lot of year one events, kind of, we started with Amazon, in the Amazon space. We did a bunch of those. And then last year, we did a bunch of different industry events, year one. Now we're at year two, and we're adding different industries so that our track record is, you know, we're getting there. So we're not there yet. We're getting there. That's where we are right now.
So if I own a company in a certain industry, like I would just come to your business and say, hey, can you help me create this event for my company? Or are you just creating the event and finding those partners? Like, what has been the process for you so far?
Yeah, so it varies, right? The home care show specifically, because we just discussed it, someone came forward, wanted to see how he can integrate the home care industry sector, you know, integrate into maybe our healthcare show that we were planning for skilled nursing homes. And it just didn't click. And then we figured, you know, let's just do something separate. Let's do something small until it developed into what it was. We did something similar with our real estate event. We were planning our event. We came across a couple of guys that did a very successful event the previous year, and we joined forces, right? So they've got a big community already built up, you know, and we put all the pieces together. So it's something that we've done. It's something that we continue to be open to. At the same time, we've got a roadmap of industries that we're looking to tackle, that we're beginning to tackle, and so we're gonna be doing more collaborations, but we're also mostly focused on solo, like our own plans for our events.
Makes sense. So, what would you say is like the biggest challenge that you face in running this business?
I'll be very cliche. I would say people. These are you know, ideas and concepts that we come up with. Mostly when I'm like kind of like between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m., like kind of like when my mind is starting to wake up and it's half asleep, and it comes up with all kinds of weird stuff. And I've got a couple of partners, and we bounce a lot of ideas off each other. And outsiders like yourself might suggest, hey, a podcasters conference, right? Let's think about that. But then you have to actually get those ideas executed, and you have to get the right people to make that happen. And to get those, like I was discussing, the three components, the people, the format, and then all the extras, actually executing on it. And it's the biggest challenge, I guess, is having those people. And think about this, right? What we do is we open a restaurant, right, for one day. That's what we do. It's basically in a hospitality business. We call it a restaurant, call it a hotel, for one day. And it's high end, and it's 5-star. And we got one day. So all of our guests, they have to arrive that day. They have to arrive on time. The weather has to work, right? And then everything else has to be perfect. And then we shut it down, and we plan a new restaurant with a new menu in a new city and a new, you know, with a new culture and with a new chef. So it is very, very hard to find the right people to get that done. It's doable, but it's not easy. And makes that's sense. The difference. I mean, anybody could host the event. Anybody could open a pop-up restaurant, just go out there, get a stove and just start. But is it going to be, you know, a Michelin level restaurant? Most likely not. So to do that and to knock it out of the park is very, very challenging. You have to have lots of really good people.
So for this to be successful, like, how far in advance, like, do you start the planning process and mapping everything out for all of your events?
So these days we try to, I mean, with year two events, obviously we have, you know, 11 plus months, but we try to, for new events, we try to have at least 3 months before we, I would say at least 3 months before we, you know, jump into, if we're going to jump into something, we should have a solid 3 months to do it.
So you can get something up and running in 3 months.
Oh, no, I can get something up and running in 3 weeks.
Right. But it's like something good. I mean, you know, yeah.
To do a proper, no, I can do it in 3 weeks, but to do it, but I don't want to do it in 3 weeks. I have,
right.
Unless it's an emergency, we want to give ourselves a minimum of 3 months to do something proper. I mean, the Kosher Palooza, we had approximately 3 months, which was, you know, a pretty very, very big undertaking. And there's a lot of pressure, and people get alienated. And I'm not always the most gentle of people because I really push people hard to get things done. And there's a lot of pressure. So giving ourselves more time is very critical.
Makes sense. So for 2024, can you just talk more about, you know, what's on the pipeline? Like, you mentioned different industries. Are you looking at also maybe having events in different cities? Like, what does that look like for you guys?
Yeah, good question. So coming up 2024, we got the education show, special ed, education and therapies. We've got an Amazon e-commerce conference in Miami. Everything else is local, New York, New Jersey. Then we've got a nonprofit conference for nonprofits. We have a skilled nursing show, real estate show, Kosher Palooza show. We're working on a very exclusive AI conference. We are working on a tech event. We've got a, let's see, we've got an, that's eight. We've got a, an addiction and rehab conference as well, all in the next 12 months. And then another home care show. This is all in 2024. And then we might do one of our shows. We might just do another one in another state. So, you know, we're looking at, you know, almost one a month. And these are large scale, and these are industry, what we'd like to think are, I don't know how you'd call it, but kind of like industry earthquakes, where we really shake up the industry. In other words, it's not just a small, you know, Amazon show. We want everyone in the space to hear about it. And that's kind of our focus here for the next year or so.
Makes sense. So you mentioned AI, right? So what role does AI and technology play in your business, if at all?
Well, so I'm working, interesting, because we're currently working with a very, very cool partner that is very well versed in the AI space. And one of the things that we're actually working on is to do a lot of AI integrations into our business, for example, having bots that you can easily chat with and ask, you know, all these repetitive questions, you know, like, do I need to bring a screen? Can I get a screen? What kind of wire do I need to set up the screen? Or time, date, schedule, right? Surveys, right? Real to get a real feedback from our attendees. There's just some utility there that we're actually working on currently to integrate with what we're doing. But yeah, I mean, our AI show is actually about doing exactly that. It's not like an AI tech show. It is an AI show for regular companies to transform their systems and processes and companies through AI.
That's awesome. So what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
Yeah, I got nothing. I mean, I kind of knew what I was getting into, but I guess if anyone else wants to get into this, whatever I said, like it is not easy, very challenging to execute this. You need to have a little bit of the ADD kind of personality, where you're juggling lots of different things at the same time. Not only that, you actually need to have a passion for that, because this is very, very, if someone is that's very focused on tasks, cannot do anything like this. Like you can't, you know, if you're very one-dimensional, there's no way you can do this. So this is, I'm uniquely qualified for it, but many others are too, I guess.
Makes sense. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your company website or best way to get in contact with you?
So company website is actually in the middle of being reconstructed, but it's there. It's powwowevents.com. You can hit me up on LinkedIn. You can hit me up on WhatsApp, which I share on LinkedIn on all our events. There's a WhatsApp link, and that's, I mean, feel free to reach out to me. I will respond.
Sounds great. Well, thank you so much for your time, and we're rooting for you.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks. All right. Bye.